Hello everyone, how lovely to see you all here. This is our last call of the series. Now let me just have a look. I want to make sure that I've... Hi Marcy, everyone. I just want to get the chat up so I can see. Deborah's here from New Zealand and Rosemary from Belgium. Lovely, there's a lot of you that I haven't had any sessions with yet, but obviously that's all coming in the next month or so. Greetings to Judy and lots of telephones that I can't see the names of. That's fine. Renata, Marjorie, Karen, Gazala, Margaret, Florence, Dawn, Susan, Lynn, Nancy, Jill, Marcy, of course, Gail. Goodness me. Everyone's here, which is lovely. Okay, so Rosemary, yours is the 17th of August. Brilliant. So, girls, this is a Q&A, as well as we're going to be doing the reboot. So does anyone have any questions that they want to ask me now? Please, it will be to your advantage to do so, because it's not very often that you can get me live. Remember, you can unmute yourselves from the chat to either speak to me and or type in the chat. Okay.
Virginia, hi, it's Marcy.
Marcy.
Hi, sweetie. In the past, you've mentioned my thyroid several times, and yes. I wanted to ask if you, what is it that you're talking of regarding my thyroid? What it was that?
Well, it will always be underperforming, Marcy.
So it's a hyper or hypo?
More than likely a hypo. Very seldom do people have hyper.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Donna. No worries. Thank you. Good question. I think the majority of people that probably on this call have issues with thyroid. If anyone that's already had their sessions with me will find that they've had thyroid, and that's because there's trauma, right? Everyone's got the trauma, and the thyroid is very much connected to emotions. Any surprise there?
No. Do you work with us on these calls to help to clear it?
I do. Yeah. There's something. Well, today we're just doing a reboot. We're not touching the thyroid necessarily. Okay. We're just doing a general reboot.
Well, you can reboot my brain. I'd love that. I'm sure it needs it.
We'll give it a try, Marcy. We'll give it a try.
Okay, because my hippocampus and my memory is and my frontal lobe is an issue.
Yeah, amygdala, hippocampus. So that's the emotions and the memory of the emotions, the memory of your brain. If I'm looking at your, so the everything is connected. Nothing stands alone. And you know, when they say, there's a saying that a butterfly flits its wings down in South America and a storm is felt in Russia or something like that anyway. So, and that's a fact. Same thing happens with the body. The brain, remember, is the most important part of your physicality. It's the CEO of your body. Simple as that. Whatever happens in the brain happens in the body. And, there's a really, really interesting book from a gentleman called, whatever his name is, David Graham, and it's called Brain Spotting. And he talks about the brain, how it, all the traumas that we've had in our lives are registered in the brain. Anything that's registered in the brain is registered in the body. Okay, so nothing is surprising. This is when they always talk about the brain or the brain body connection, or they talk about the mind body connection. It's all very, very real. So Gazala says, from Miami Beach, hello there, my dear Alamata. Hi Karen, how often should we repeat the MP3s? Karen, just I would say when you first started off, and get a feel for it, right? Get an intuition. Get your intuition growing as to how you feel each one of them is being of benefit to you. Remember, we talked about playing one MP3 per day. Okay, don't cross them over, don't loop them, one per day. And then when you're doing, you may feel that you get better, more benefit from a particular one, then that's the one that you use. Judy, I have often have pain center of my forehead when I wake up in the morning. Is this dietary or something else? The center of your forehead, Julie, is usually, that's your prefrontal cortex or neocortex. That's the newest brain that we've ever had. So, I mean, I should say this is our newest brain. The very first brain is the reptilian brain. That's the midbrain and the spinal cord, all of that. That's right in the center. Then we've got the limbic brain, which is the emotional brain. And then the third brain is the newest brain of all. That's the neocortex. And that's the one we think with, we plan our days with, we plan our lives with. So from my perspective, that is not dietary, okay? That will be something else that's affecting it. I hope that helps you. Hang on. I'm losing you. You're also very fast. Gail, we do Zoom. I'll send you, get a Zoom link that'll come your way about 48 hours before the call. Margaret says, do you have thyroid class online? Also, is there a benefit to re-listening to your recorded one-on-one call, and will listening have a deep effect? Yes. Remember, there's healing done in that one-to-one. So by all means, I would say play it at least once a week, okay? Play it once a week for added benefit. And thyroid, I have a thyroid package, which clears Epstein-Barr, and goodness knows there's a whole lot of stuff that is in that particular one, the thyroid. Susan says, definitely need a memory reboot. Margaret, have we forgotten which part of the brain is related to addictions? Again, we're talking about, you know, there's no one part of the brain that is related to anything. The brain has all these different pockets that anger is stored in them, addictions are stored in them. It's quite interesting. You know, we want to, in our linear thinking, because we're human, we want to say, okay, that particular part in the brain contains addiction issue. That particular is about sleep, but there is no one part. That's because everything is interconnected. Florence, I have discovered a love for crossword puzzles since I started. Nice one, Florence. That's good. That means your brain must be working very well. And Nancy says, hello, Virginia and everyone. This week, I started having some momentary vertigo whenever I lie down, turn over, or stand up. It feels like it is affecting not only my brain, but the base of my spine. Could this be due to purification or recalibration or what? Also, do you have any suggestions for hydrating one's brain? My whole body feels dried out sometimes. Thank you and all love. Interesting thing, Nancy, just let me have a look and see. I'm not getting that your brain is dehydrated. I'm looking at your cerebral spinal fluid and the ventricles that feed that are not showing here as not showing up as needing any help. So I would say, let's have a look at your body. I'm getting you are dehydrated though in the body. It's nothing to do with your brain. Okay. Sharon says, I often feel tired. Is that also thyroid? Yes, Sharon, it is. And adrenals, girls. Remember, if you've got trauma, you're going to have thyroid and you're going to have adrenal issues. Remember, these are the endocrine glands. And what happens is the hypothalamus is also affected. Hypothalamus balances your metabolism and balances your hormones. So your hormones will be thrown out as well. This, as I said, everything is interconnected. Nothing stands alone. The endocrine glands are so important, especially hypothalamus. Hypothalamus makes the TSH, which makes the T3 and the T4. So when you're emotional, your thyroids will be depleted, and your adrenals as well, because your cortisol is being, adrenaline and cortisol is being flooded into the body and into the brain. Some of you that I've done work with already may have heard me tell you that you've got cortisol in the brain, and that is not a happy situation, okay? Because stress, it's all about stress. And the more that stressed you become, the more it will attack your brain, the more it'll take its toll on your brain. So it really behoves you to get yourself de-stressed. And I know that's easier said than done. And what I have seen happen over this last, say, 6 months is everyone's stress levels. I used to think it was high at around about 80, 85. But now the majority of everyone is in the 90s. That's how high the stress has become and is showing up in the brains. Okay. Wait, going too fast for me. Marjorie, when we work with geopathic stress, what will we notice? You probably won't notice anything at all, Marjorie. Some people do. When they have geopathic stress under their home, they don't really understand. But that what they do feel is the fact that when they're not in the house, or when they're away from the home, they feel really quite euphoric. They feel really high. They feel good. And they have all these amazing thoughts that they're going to be going back to their home to, you know, start putting things into place and going forward with ideas and what have you. But in actual fact, what happens is, for a lot of people, they become lethargic. They go home and they sit on the couch and they just go funk. So that's what a lot of people do notice, when that energy has moved there. Plus one other thing, of course, that you will find that there's not as much discord in the house. You may find that. Illness is long-term. So with a lot of people, what geopathic stress can do is set up cancer and some really desperately dire diseases. So, and you know, this comes over time, and people have been in a home for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, they may have some pretty serious illnesses, and that's from geopathic stress. Good question, though. How does sugar and corn syrup affect our brain? Well, for a start, sugar is, and corn syrup, I mean, I think in North America, the majority of your stuff is GMO. Correct me if I'm wrong. And I think that you will reap the benefit or the disastrous effects of that. That's something that is not good for your brain and your body through the cells of your body as well. Okay, it'll more than likely acidify your body, as what I'd say. And that's not the idea of what we want. Nancy, how does one find your healing packages online? Nancy, probably best to just send me an email and then I'll detect you. From Heartache to Joy, usually have my programs online, okay, the ones that I've done in the past. Zdenka says, hello Zdenka, dear Virginia, I recently suffer a lot from sort of condition when I have a sensation that I will collapse. I always sit down and it passes, but it is something which I would like to overcome. Zdenka, without going into your brain right now, I can't pick up what it is, darling, okay? As I don't understand, when you say you collapse, is that like collapse right on the ground or feel dizzy or whatever it is? Yeah. So Gazala says, do you have any advice on removing brain tracking devices or what attracts them to me? So Gazala, you're going to have to explain that a little bit more, darling, okay? Gail says, I have been taking long naps in the afternoon, 2 hours at most. Yeah, let me have a look at his scale. I'm just looking at your adrenal, okay. So your adrenals are pretty, your adrenals are pretty depleted, Gail. I'm looking at your, and you've also had trauma. So you talk, this is what I'm saying about everything is interconnected. These are the endocrine glands we're talking about, all right? Let's have a look at your, and your thyroid is affected as well. Are you aware of that? Okay. Hang says, can geopathic stress develop in a home or location over time? If so, what caused it? No, it comes up from under the earth thing. It's actually located in Mother Earth itself. So geopathic stress can be underwater streams. It can be ley lines that cross in a certain way. And then it also can affect the fault, underground faults, like the Andreas Fault, like with earthquakes places. So somebody the other day said, we had the session, I think, that day. And that night, I told her she had geopathic stress under her house. She lives in some valley in California. And she said that night they had three tremors. Okay, so that's geopathic stress. It's negative energy coming up from Mother Earth. And it can be very, it's one of the things that I always tell people when I find them, so that they know that their health is definitely threatened by this geopathic stress, right? And the other thing too with geopathic stress, you may see it as, you may have some cracked walls in your home. You may see cracks in the ground. You may see the grass may not be growing well in a certain place, certain patches. You know, you may see it in a long line or something like that. You may see a hedge where the part of the hedge has died, or a tree that's not looking too good. So those are all indications of geopathic stress. And another big one, of course, is ants. You might have an influx of ants as well. Okay. So Gail says, yes, I have 5 cysts on the throat. Yeah, well, there we go, Donna. According to the scan, needle biopsy came clear for something. I don't know. Oh, for cancer, I think you're saying. Yeah, for cancer. Yeah, usually a lot of people have nodules and cysts on their thyroid. That's nothing unusual. I often get the girls to put the head back and half swallow, and then you can just feel around, hold that half swallow and feel around with your fingers around the base of your neck on both sides. And you'll find if there's a tenderness there and or a lump, all right? And then you know. Because the majority of people don't even know they've got a problem with their thyroid at all. And they go and have tests, and the tests say no. So a lot of people are walking around with a thyroid issue that the doctors have told them they don't have. And that's really sad. I will pick it up every time, every time. Marcy says, I have a geopathic stress machine blocker. If you have a cat, they're like, yes, they do, Marcy, yeah, absolutely. They like to sit where the line is coming in the house. Yes, cats like it. Yeah, dogs don't, but cats do. How often do we listen to MP3 for geopathic stress? What I suggest, Judy, is that you play it for 10 days. Okay, try and play it as much as you possibly can. And then I get people to just clear, you know, come back to me. And then I'll see if it's cleared or not. The majority of times it's cleared. But 10 days, kind of, if you can, 24/7, as much as you can. And it just needs to be played in the background. It doesn't have to be out loud, okay? Jill says, I live on the 3rd floor of a New York apartment building and I've had cracks in the ceiling. Let's have a look at yours, Jill. Not necessarily so, because I mean, you're in a pretty busy, probably an old section, I'm presuming, of New York. So we'll just have a look at it under your house. You do have geopathic stress, Jill. No worries, Jill. Judy, thank you. Okay, lovely. So I think we've kind of exhausted our questions and what have you. And we'll get on with, you're welcome, Jill. No worries. And also remember, girls, that I do have the geopathic stress MP3s, all right? And as I said, that's not the reason that I tell everybody. I want them to make sure, because it's no use me doing healing if they're going to be living on top of those dreadful energies and just making it worse. Nothing is going to change. It's just negating any kind of healing that you're having. All right, so let's now just get on with the, we know that we all need our brains repaired, recalibrated, and rejuvenated sometime through our lives, because as we traverse through this life, from the time we were born, there are many of us that have actually had birth trauma. Some may have had forceps delivery And you can imagine, in fact, I had a client the other day, she had forceps delivery and it was definitely affecting that part of her brain, that right-hand side of her brain. And she had that all her life. And it was very, very interesting to be able to clear it. So as we come through life, many of us have accidents as children as well. We have accidents as adolescents, as adults, car accidents, etc. And, you know, our brains are constantly being, our craniums are constantly being, are taking a battering in some way or the other. When I have a beautiful little child, he's only 3 years old, and he has a problem with his gait and he's unsteady on his feet. And he's just constantly hitting his head, falling and hitting his head. And it's really, I have to readjust it and put his skull back and do some healing. And it's really, really sad because this poor little thing, he's only 3. Can you imagine how malleable that brain is, how soft it is, and it's getting those kind of hits at such a young age? It's bound to do some kind of damage. The lovely part is that at this age, and his mother can see that they're the good that this is doing, so we can correct it. There's one thing I do understand, and what I have felt known to happen is that the younger they are, the quicker the healing happens. So it's really, really great. Now, perhaps our recognition, our cognition or memory may need a healing. Perhaps you may be experiencing foggy brain, anyone on this call. Whatever anyone is needing on this call at this moment in time will be addressed, and a healing and resolution brought about for every person. Thereby, we will target each brain according to the unique healing that is needed. As we come to this third and last of our Your Miracle Brain Upgraded group series, I would like you all to just become aware of how your brains are feeling right now. Just want you to give yourselves a minute or so to close your eyes and cross your hands over your chest area, and then just get a feel of your brain. Drop your focus down into below your hands, in behind your hands, into your divine heart center. Connecting with your brains now, and feel the energy there. What are you detecting? Is your brain clear or foggy? Is your memory defective or effective? Do you have any migraines or headaches at the moment? Perhaps now, or maybe even constantly? Do you feel, do you just get an idea, a cognition that your brain is not quite functioning properly? Are you feeling alert? Just getting a feel of how your brain is feeling at this time. So now, on a scale of 10, 0 to 10, 10 being that your brain is not feeling happy at all, 5 that your brain is feeling a little dubious or cloudy, and 0 that your brain is feeling totally alert and clear. Just get a feeling of what that number is. And you can imagine that you're feeling too. You're aware of your brain and how it works and how it should feel. And you're also aware of how amazing your brain is, how incredibly it works on your behalf. When it's healthy, it works beautifully. And even when it's not so healthy, it still manages to compensate for any malfunctions. You will realize how your brain can also be disruptive when it is sadly unwell. So on this call, we will go through all the aspects of your brain, clearing out what is needed to be uniquely cleared for everyone live on the call and those who will listen to the replay. Those on the waiting list, on the healing list, I beg your pardon. I and my heart team, in collaboration with your individual teams, work on the healing every Monday morning, 10 a.m. UK time. So just remember that that's there, that's available to you. Julie says 5, Margaret 5, Susan 5, Florence 3, Marcy 8, Gail 8, and Sharon 5, and Judy 3. Marjorie, your brain must be amazing. Good for you. It's feeling great. Okay, Renata's 3. Brilliant. I mean, a lot of you are feeling really, really good. Deborah Sawyer, yours is 8, Dylan. Okay, Renata's 3. Lynn is 8, 5, and Nancy is 8. Okay. So if anyone has any other, hang yours 7. Brilliant. Christine 6. So right now we'll get on and do our meditation and call in for the spiritual hierarchy to come and be part of this healing for all of you. And remember too that your own heart teams are also part of this healing, all right? So let us now cross your hands, keep your hands crossed over your chests, and imagine your beautiful divine sacred heart center lies beneath your hands. Focus your mind, your thoughts, your feelings, your breathing, and your actions below your hands in that divine sacred heart center. Take a deep breath in, and as you release that breath through your mouth, breathe out long and slow. And as you do so, you drop down deeper and deeper behind your hands. So breathing in now through your nose, pushing your belly all the way out. So you take a really deep, deep breath and then breathe out through your mouth long and slow. We'll do that again, breathing in, belly out. Breathe out long and slow through your mouth. Dropping down deeper and deeper as you breathe out. And one more time through the nose, belly out. Long and slow. Dropping deeper and deeper. Lovely. Now feel the connection. Your divine heart center. As we just take a moment now to feel this place, which is the way forward as you continue on the spiritual journey that we call life in this incarnation. Now we can connect to the triple heart, which uses a golden shaft to connect your heart with the heart of source and the crystalline heart of Mother Earth. So when I click my fingers, the golden shaft appears and your heart bursts open with this beautiful golden light. Connecting with the heart of source and the heart of Mother Earth instantaneously. The three hearts become as one within the golden shaft. Now see and feel that golden shaft running all the way up and down in the center of you and expand out from the center of your core and go all the way out to encompass your entire divine energy matrix. Every part of your energy is encompassed in this beautiful golden shaft. Feel the magnitude of this energy as it cleanses, heals, purifies, releases and balances all energies that are not of love from your entire divine energy matrix now It includes all of your energy bodies. All of the negative energies in your entire auric field, including all your thought forms, negative thought forms, and all cording both to and from you. And of course, especially any negative attachments that are not welcome in your energy field. Now, we ask for a repairing and strengthening for your auric shield when there are attachments or negative energies of any kind. They make tears and holes in your auric shield. So we must repair those. Otherwise, you're open slather for more negative energies to come in and out of. So repairing that up now. We ask for any alien implants that may be implanted into anyone on this call. We call on Lord Arcturus and the Arcturians to remove those implants now. And any other tracking devices from any other source. We ask that those be has been removed now. Thank you. We ask for a thorough cleaning, clearing and unblocking of every one of your major chakras down the front of you. And also from the back of you, your back chakras, to be cleared out now. Oh, goodness me. Oh. Clearing away all the dross that has accumulated there over time, because we store this on our back chakras. Oh, goodness. We ask for all of the minor chakras throughout your entire energy matrix be cleared now. From your hands, your feet, and all of the joints in your body. Including your Earth Star. Many people have blocked Earth Star, so we ask that the Earth Star be unblocked now. We now connect to the cranium and ask to repair, reboot, and recalibrate each person's unique brain that are on this call and those that will be listening to the replay. So we ask to release all and unblock the glymph system in the brain, which is the waste system, getting rid of all the waste and the toxins from your brain. We ask that that be unblocked now. We ask that all the plaque, or the plaque as you in North America call it, we ask that that be released as well through the Clifford system. We ask if there's any inflammation in anyone's brains, would that be released? Thank you. We particularly ask for mold. Anyone that has mold in the brain, that that be released now. Oh. Mold can be quite devastating to the brain. And we ask to release all the cortisol experienced by everyone on the call and anyone that's who will be listening to the replay. Cortisol is one of the biggest neurotoxins. Oh gosh. Thank you. And while I'm at it, I'm asking for all EMF energies to be cleared out of all the brains. Thank you. Oof. And 5G, for those that are carrying 5G, who happen to be unfortunately in the way of 5G, we ask that that be cleared out now. Cerebral spinal fluid for everyone. We ask that any blockages in that area of their brains and the ventricles are opened, allowing the freedom of the fluid to run all the way through the brain and also down the spine. Part of the brain called the circle of Willis, which is the vascular system in the brain, we ask that that be opened and unblocked, allowing the perfect amount of oxygen and of blood to flow through the brain with ease and grace. The part of the brain called the Broca, which is to do with speech, we ask that if anyone has this issue, that that be unblocked. Thank you. And also the part that's called the Wernicke's, which is trying to gather your words to speak, we ask that that be cleared. Neck bones, let's connect with the neck bones. And ask that they be fully aligned and repaired. Oh, gosh. The whole of the right hemisphere for everyone. We ask that any repair that's needed is done through the whole of the right hemisphere. We ask the same for the left hemisphere now, especially targeting the hippocampus and the amygdala, which is the emotional part of the brain and the memory of that emotion. We ask both sides, which are in the temporal lobes, that they be cleared now. And ask that the corpus callosum, which is the synchronistic factor between the two brains, are brought back to balance and any healing done. He has to realign the cranial bones as well, if that's needed for each person. The brain stem for everyone, which is part of the reptilian brain. We ask that that be repaired, reset, and realigned. Now let's go and target the endocrine systems, especially looking at the pineal gland. The pituitary gland for each person. Pituitary is responsible for cell growth, healthy muscles, bones, and rapid rejuvenation of your healthy cells. Asking for the hypothalamus to be repaired, reset, and realigned. The master regenerator of the brain balances the hormones in the body and also the body temperature and metabolism. Very important gland, of course, which makes the TSH and T3 and T4 for the thyroids. So we go down to the thyroids and the parathyroids, which lie behind the thyroids. Let's go down and target the adrenals as well, since we're working with the endocrine glands. Your adrenals produce essential hormones to reverse your aging symptoms. It's effective for fatigue. Helps in obesity, memory loss, and helps to release stress as well. And last but not least, I'm going to call on the powers that be to bring in stem cells for everyone that is needing them to be repaired. Anyone's brains that needs stem cells, we ask that that be brought in. For the massive repairing, rebooting, and recalibrating of everyone's brains. Those that are alive and those that will be on the replay. We're just going to work on the circadian cycle for those people that have sleep issues. Oh, gosh. And I particularly want to target the vagus nerve because it needs help for everyone. Last of all, I'm going to ask to clear the reptilian brain, which is the one that beats your heart and beats your lungs and beats the blood around your body, does everything automatically. This is the reptilian brain. Its one function is to keep you safe. The second brain we will work on is the limbic brain, which is all about the emotional issues in your brain. And last of all, we target the neocortex, which is our cerebral talk cortex, which is your thinking brain. Beautiful. I'm just going through everyone's brains right now, and it feels quite nicely clear from my perspective. I'm going to ask my team and your teams to put your assemblage points in place so that you can be fully grounded, so the work that we've done tonight is fully integrated, downloaded, installed, integrated, and actualized in your bodies and in your brains now. You may all feel that you're being grounded, get a heaviness from your waist down, maybe tingling in your legs. You might even feel like a heaviness, like you're being pulled down. Thank you. And we also ask for the downloading of all any new neurotransmitters that are needed by anyone on this call. Any dopamine or serotonin, any GABA, any neurotransmitters that are needed. We ask that they be downloaded, installed, integrated, and activated in your brains now. And I know that some of you will be needing iodine, so I ask that iodine be downloaded as well for those with thyroid issues. And now I just want you to, we're going to give gratitude and thanks to source of all that is. I want you to see the golden shaft retract, come back into the center of you, giving gratitude and thanks and love to the source of all that is, seeing the energy go back to source, giving gratitude, love, and thanks to Mother Earth as we see her energy go back down to her center core. Beautiful crystalline heart, and giving gratitude, love, and thanks to yourselves for embarking on this journey for your brain health. Now just take a deep breath. And before you come out fully, I just want you to check now with your brain. Go back and check your brain. And what number do you feel your brain is at now? You can either write it in the chat or unmute when you're back and feeling the energy flowing back through your arms and legs. And coming back into the room, I'm feeling grounded. So Margaret, you're an 8, Florence is a 1, Gail's a 2. Zdenka, you're way up there, my dear. Deborah's a 3, Sue's a 1. Marjorie, you're a 1, but you feel refreshed. Marjorie, 1 should be good, and 0 is good, and 10 is not good. You understand? 0 means that you've had some clearing out, and you feel a lot better, and 10 means that it's really still as not happy, you're not happy with it. Hang Nguyen, you say number 3, brilliant. Margaret of 4, Karen 3, Elizabeth of 1. Great. You know, because I can't tell what your numbers were from before, so you will know if you have if it's up or down. My I have pressure on only left side of the head. Okay. My brain feels very clear and light. Great stuff, Renata. And then Nancy. So Julie, and for a lot of you, what I'm going to do right now is I want you all to see your grounding roots go down to Mother Earth, and we're going to pull off that extra excess energy out of your brains and take it down through your spine, down the back of your spine, because you've got a lot of excess energy there. We've just been dealing with some really high energies. So excess energy coming down out of the brain, clearing, down through your spine, all the way down through the spine to the coccyx. Then see it split down both your hips and go down through your thighs and to your knees, your calves, your ankles, and down through your feet and into your Earth Star and all the way down to Mother Earth. All the time we're also going to set up a beautiful crystalline waterfall that flushes all of this excess energy and also all of the excess neurotoxins out as we go. So just see yourself standing underneath a beautiful crystalline waterfall. You can see it as rainbow colored. It doesn't make any difference. It's just a waterfall that's pure crystalline, pristine waters coming down in and through you, washing all of the dross that has accumulated, not only through your brain, but also through all of your energy centers through your body, washing that all down, washing that all out, washing all that down now. If anybody feels any pressure in the head, this is what you do. You wash it all out, because sometimes the energies are very high. Does anybody feel the benefit of that? So Susan says your head is feeling great. Marcy's foggy. Lynn says feeling somewhat the same in brain, but feel a lot of emotion, releases crying. All right, nice. Ruth Jean, yep, Marcy. Great. Yeah, Margaret, you say you feel tired. Not surprising, darling. There's a lot of work we've just done. And yes, you know, this is the CEO of your body, right? Karen, yeah, the waterfall is amazing. And always just see that, girls. If you need some clearing out, you just get that underneath that waterfall and just ask that it be washed all the way through you and inside and outside, okay? And you must ground. You must do the grounding, because the grounding is the thing that's going to make this work that we've just done manifest, right? Geraldine, lovely, feeling clearer. Thank you. Clarence, lots of burping. That's great, my darling. That's releasing. Or any kind of yawning and or burping is usually, and some people do other things as well, it's usually releasing stuff, okay, which is great. Debbie says, felt a lot of percolating at the moment. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of stuff going on for you all. So you just need to allow it to integrate, okay? So if I were you, and I know it's probably your afternoons for some of you, or early morning for those that are down under, take this time to just chill out and drink a lot of water and go outside into nature and ground. Okay, start this. I want you to feel this as you looking after you. So nurture yourself and allow your brain. And the other thing is, don't listen to any MP3s for 2 days, 48 hours. Just allow this energy and the work that we've done to integrate. Okay. Well, thank you so much, everyone. And that's the kind of the last of our group calls. And it's always a sad moment, but I still have some of you to see yet on the one-to-one sessions, and I'm looking forward to that. Mahalo, lovelies. Thank you so much for your trust. And my heart team says thank you as well. Mahalo. Bye now.